You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We often call the eyes the window to the soul. During a big performance arts festival in Philadelphia, it's called the Fringe Festival, two artists took a closer look into that statement. They explored if the simple act of gazing into each other's eyes could accelerate feelings of closeness and intimacy between people. They didn't need much, just some piping, a sheet, a stopwatch, and strangers. Strangers willing to participate in this experiment. Alana Gordon went to check it out.
Danielle Gatto and Makoto Hirano want to be clear about something.
We're not scientists.
We're not scientists.
They're theater artists, but
we're inspired by science and we want to create a space for people to be able to connect.
That inspiration came about a year ago, thanks to reading this really popular New York Times column and recently turned podcast, Modern Love.
Stories of love, loss, and redemption.
One of their most popular stories was about accelerating intimacy between people who don't know each other.
We walked to the highest point, then turned to face each other. I fumbled with my phone as I set the timer.
And one of the things the two characters in the story did, drawing from psychology experiments, was stare into each other's eyes, silently, for 4 minutes. This idea of mutual gazing really struck a chord with Hirano and Gatto. Could it build connections between strangers?
You can't just do this in your normal life. You can't just sit there and stare at someone for 4 minutes in your normal life, especially a stranger. That would be crazy.
Enter the 4-minute booth. The two recently set up the installation in an outdoor beer garden under an almost full moon by Philadelphia's iconic Ben Franklin Bridge.
You guys are interested in the booth?
Yeah.
Cool, great.
The idea is simple. Invite strangers to sit across from one another and look into each other's eyes, silently, without interruption, for 4 minutes. Hold up. Gatto and Hirano stress that this booth is not meant to be a romantic prompt. They're not looking to make strangers fall in love. They just want to try and facilitate positive connections between people. That's better.
What's your name?
Heather.
Heather, someone who doesn't know Heather.
Some people come over by chance. Others, like Kathy Huang and Tim Wilson, show up together on purpose.
Excited, nervous.
I feel like 4 minutes is a long time.
I don't think I've held eye contact with anyone for that long.
And the only rule
Gatto looks for two people who don't know each other to take part. And at one point, she turns to me.
So you're gonna do it, right?
Oh God. I guess I have to, don't I?
You have to.
Yeah.
It's only 4 minutes.
Ah.
And it's nothing to be scared of.
Before I know it, Gatto introduces me to someone I've never met before. I have no idea who or what this person is about.
Going on opposite sides, there's two chairs in there.
Gatto has us briefly introduce ourselves, say where we're from, what we've been excited about recently. Basically, unimportant chit-chat to ease what could possibly be the most awkward thing either of us have ever done. We exchange a few brief glances. Gatto guides us to the booth, which really is just some white curtains neatly draped over a rectangular plastic pipe frame. And then white Christmas lights are on the top, which give it a soft, gentle glow.
And then we'll let you know when your 4 minutes are up, and you can exit the booth whenever you're ready.
We go in and sit across from each other, a few feet away. There's a little divider between us that goes up to about our knees. We settle in, and then it begins. I'm a little stiff, nervous. Our eyes connect, and then I feel like everything is okay. I feel a sense of relief. Psychologists might call this an unconscious establishment of a safe relationship. Mother Nature has spent a lot of time and care creating these magic portals that are our eyes. Scientists have been well aware of their power for ages. Eyes are like the screen of an iPhone, as one researcher described to me, with a huge amount of stuff, of data processing going on behind that curtain, that screen of consciousness. A momentary flash of eye contact, let alone for 4 minutes, can reveal a lot. The person I'm facing is probably in his 50s. His long, flowing blonde hair, a delicate face. I notice it has subtle, sharp contours too, which I'm sure have stories to tell. I'm curious. Back to the eyes. Perhaps the answers are in there. An extended mutual gaze is not a positive experience for everyone. An early trauma event or psychological condition can affect this. A gaze can convey a perceived threat. But one psychiatrist I talked to said under the right circumstances, an extended gaze can potentially help someone feel positively received and accepted, unconditionally. The eyes send safety signals to the brain that can create a unique bond and even release oxytocin, which is sometimes called the cuddle hormone because it makes us feel safe and loved. Back in the booth, maybe the first minute has passed. I think about how I'm looking at this person. My movements are minimal, almost locked. Are they comfortable with this? How can I make the space more comfortable? Do I seem awkward? I become aware for a moment that this person is looking at me. Another 30 seconds, minute or so passes by. I start thinking, am I going to write about this experience? Psh, stop that. Just be in the moment. Wait, but will I have anything interesting to say? Mind, stop racing. Focus on their eyes. Okay, there they are. He reminds me of a dear friend of mine. I find comfort in that. Calmness. Wait, what? We were deep in our gaze, but he just looked away. What's going on? What happened? What do I do? I look away for a moment and pretend to brush something off my face. Some other experiments have found that averted eye contact in other scenarios can potentially lead to feelings of rejection, even isolation. Later, I find out he was moving a hair that was bothering him. Back to our eyes. They meet again. Time has become hard to gauge. For a moment, his face goes in and out of focus. His features soften. His eyes become one.
Your 4 minutes are up. You can exit the booth whenever you're ready.
Whoa, that was really, really fast. Suddenly, the noise of the city floods back in. Outside, people are talking with friends they know, others with the stranger they held eye contact with in that booth. We sit down to talk at a bench.
It was very interesting. My first initial reaction was to try to win the staring contest, but I recognized that right away and kind of dropped that. And I mean, I actually found it a very pleasurable experience, but thoughts were just kind of rushing through my head because it was almost like alone time while looking at you.
Yeah, I get that. We analyze other details, how he noticed that my left eye seemed bigger than my right eye. We talk about our lives, too.
I used to be a lawyer.
And suddenly, this person who I'd never met until like 10 minutes ago is no longer a stranger to me. I know if I see him again, we'll look at each other. Maybe a little longer than that typical momentary glance and smile. I meet back up with Danielle Gatto. She hovers near the booth with her stopwatch, keeping tabs on another group.
Your 4 minutes is up. You can exit the booth whenever you're ready.
And it appears that others are having positive experiences too.
So the 4 minutes are up, but they're not leaving.
Oh, I just heard someone say, me too, and then they both started laughing.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.